a new creation. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this series on the topic of a new creation. It's part five, and we're talking today about new creation, new picture. Exploring our picture of God. What is your picture of God? This is deep stuff, really, because our impressions of God affect us greatly. Think about your childhood. What was God to you when you were young? To me, he seemed distant and holy, except when I thought about Jesus. He made God feel closer, more like a friend than a distant deity. And as I got a little older and started to sing hymns and anthems in my local church choir, God also then began to be more majestic, like a huge, powerful, creative force. But does our picture of God matter that much, as long as we believe in him? Well, A.W. Tozer said, "What comes into our mind when we think about God is the most important thing about us." I think that's true. Our image of God shapes who we are and how we relate to others. For example, if we see God as loving, we're more likely to grow into being more loving ourselves. But if we see him as angry or distant, well, again, that affects the way that we relate to other people. Dallas Willard put it this way: "The single most important thing about us is our idea of God and its associated images." So let's think about our assumptions about God. Where do our ideas about him come from? When we're young, they often come from parents and teachers, and perhaps even people we heard at church if we were a churchgoer. And some of those images might be healthy, but many may not be and may not even be biblical. So can we find a better, more complete picture of God? Well, let me suggest a few scriptures for us to meditate on. You can take these away and pray through them if you like. But the first is simply this, that God is always greater and better than we can possibly imagine. Psalm 145, verse 3, "Great is the Lord, highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable." He's always greater and better than we imagine. We need to meditate on God's greatness if we're going to get anywhere near an accurate picture of him. And of course, we need to be thinking about Jesus, because he reveals the true nature of God. He's a bit like a God selfie. In John 14, verse 9, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." So again, contemplating Jesus will help us get an idea of the true nature of God. And remembering that he's with us, and that he is loving. He's with us because Jesus said, "I'm with you to the very end of the age." And he is loving because he is three in one: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Again, Matthew 28 and verse 19. It's complex, relational, wonderful love. It's indestructible, and it is offered to us to experience as we connect with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We get to participate in that divine love in that sense. So to wrap up and contemplate some things, let's invite God to heal and to shape our view of him. Because when we see God as the loving, the compassionate, the powerful friend that he is, it changes everything. We're not alone. We're not ultimately vulnerable. He's always with us. He's guiding us and strengthening us and loving us no matter what. So let's journey together with him in discovering who he is and healing our picture of him. And that will help us to greater explore the depths of our faith and to deepen our relationship with him, our Heavenly Father. In the show notes, I've put a picture of the prodigal. Why not contemplate that and meditate on that and see what you notice and what it reveals about God's heart, our Father God's heart, and how he feels about us. Till the next time, take care and God bless.